because today's daf is daf chavov, and we're beginning a new parak on the bottom of chav hey on the base. B'nei ha'ir shemachru recholvashem ir lokhim midamav beit haknesset. As we said yesterday, the actual order of the mesechet, according to the Rif and other Rishonim, also the way the Rishami has it, is that this parak is the parak that followed the dinim of Purim, and that it's sort of coming agav. Once we spoke about already the halachas of kriya betzibur and so on, so we begin discussing dinim about the Knesset, and then move on to discuss the tefillah bebeit haknesset, kriyat haTorah bebeit haknesset, nisiat kafayim of the kohanim bebeit haknesset. The reason that we do it in the other direction here in the Bavli is because we view the third parak as being a continuation of the dinim of kriya. As we talk about the korei begila, then the korei of the sefer Torah, and how do you read the sefer Torah, and then various kriyas and haftaras and so on, and then we go into the dinim of the Beit HaKnesset, which in terms of the overall Masechet is an aside. We don't split the Masechet into two different issues. But in any event, whether this is the third parak or the fourth parak, it's basically the halachas of the Kedusha of Heftzei Kodesh and Heftzei Mitzvah, and the relationship of publicly owned Divrei Kedusha to the rights of sale and mortgaging and so on and so forth. These are extremely Mugeah halachos. Okay. Many of Ramesh's shuvahs are based on this parak, because it was a very common problem, especially in the United States, selling Batei Knesiot for various other purposes, using them for other purposes. So the Mishnah begins with an assumption that the Rechov, which was the center, the square of the city, and we already saw that in terms of the Taniot and Ma'amadot, we used to use that. Certainly wasn't Kavua for usage, and we'll see that there's a Machlokes in Gemara whether such a Kiddush is considered to be a Kiddusha. The Mishnah is considering that there is, and therefore, if the Bnei Ha'ir sold the Rechov, then the money that they get for the Rechov can be used only for a higher order Kedusha. They can use it to buy a Beit Knesset, which is Kavua. If they sell a Beit Knesset, then they use that money to buy the Teva, which is the something like what we call the Aron HaKodesh. We'll see in Afghanis Lahalokha later. There are even those who learn that it's a reference to the Bima that the Sefer Torah has put on, but the preponderance of evidence throughout the sugya is that it's a container for the sefer itself. Teva lokhin. Now this is definitely a teva, what we have behind there, because it's not part of the wall. There's big discussion about what the din is, what we call it. Now, behind that, it's just like a box. That's a box for sefer Torah, basically. That for sure is the covet of the Torah. But what we have inside the Beit HaKnesset over there, with the big safe built around it and so on, that is basically made lishmira more than it's made lekavod. And that's a whole question of whether that has a din of kiddush. The tables we see in the sugya. So you could buy a teva with the money of a Beit HaKnesset. You sold the teva, you could buy the mitvachot. The mitvachot are the hangings of the the Sephardic sefer. They use these still today, which are they twist the sefer with them. But we'll see there's various mitvachot. There's a mitvachot on the sefer itself, there's a mitvachot on the inside of the oran, mitvachot on the outside of the oran that we call the parochet. And we'll see there's machlokas in exactly what is being referred to in various parts of the sugya. You sell the mitvachot, you can use it to buy svarim. Svarim meaning a novi, maftir, that type of thing. Not a sefer Torah. Obviously you want to use a sefer Torah, but you don't have to. In other words, we look for a darg of kedusha, malin bekedush. If you sold the haftarah sefer, the nach sefer, use that money to buy a sefer Torah. Avalim bachru Torah. If you sold a sefer Torah, lo yekhu svarim. You can't go downhill to go into buy svarim with it, buy a haftarah with it, a nach with it. Svarim lo yekhu mitpachot. Mitpachot lo yekhu teva. Teva lo yekhu beit hakneset. Beit hakneset lo yekhu terachov. V'chein b'motreihem. In all of these cases, if you had money left over, even though you used the main money for something that was correct, or that money left over that was given to buy such a thing, the motar, the leftover money, also cannot be used for a kedusha pechuta. Says the Gemara, b'nei ha'ir. Actually, before we begin, I think it's kedai to mention that there's two major approaches in the Rishonim as to what this is all about. I mean, how did we get a level of kedusha on a Beit HaKnesset? What does that mean? Kedusha the Beit HaKnesset is like a kedusha zaguf. It's like the Beit HaMikdash. I mean, where is it like Peretz Tzitzit? What exactly is it? And why is it that it seems here from the mission that actually it's tofes its value? I mean, that's not a normal dinner. It tofes its value. You can't use the money for something else. And if the kedusha now went into the money, So there's a major machlokas, the main holders of the Ramban on one side and the Ran on the other side. The Ramban says that there's no real Kedushas Haguf on a Beit HaKnesset. The Beit HaKnesset essentially is like a Peretz Tzitzit. It's a root. You use it, it's like Kedushas Mitzvah. It's not really a Heftzah Shel Kedusha. And when you stop using your tzitzit, you throw them out. There's no remnant Kedusha on them. And you're just not supposed to be noig derech bizoyon, but there's certainly no element of actual Kedusha. According to which, as long as the Beit HaKnesset has a use as a Beit HaKnesset, so it's like the pair of tzitzit that are being used. When it doesn't have a use, and this makes a big nafkamina, according to the Ramban, when it doesn't have a use, no longer has Kedusha. Therefore, there is no real halacha of a permanent Kedusha that needs to go somewhere, like it would in Hegdesh, in Kedusha Zaguv. Where's the Kedusha Guv? Go, the Gemara says. Kedusha Lahechan Poka. That halacha doesn't apply over here, and this makes tremendous nafkaminas, because according to him, once you would reach an agreement among the people in the city that we will no longer use this Beit HaKnesset, then there's a memela automatically. No Kedusha in the Beit HaKnesset, and there's no issue of the money at all. The only reason that we talk about Mechira here, according to Ramban, is because until such time as the actual city, the people are present with the city council and sell it, there's always a chance that they'll continue to use it. If we continue to use it, what is there about it that makes it no longer usable as a Beit HaKnesset? Just the fact that people say, we won't daven there anymore, we'll daven somewhere else. If they agree to sell it, so that's really an absolute, they're just being misalik yadeim from it, and then it loses its Kedusha. That is one of the important considerations, that it no longer has any element of Kedusha associated. Okay, so according to the Ramban, actually it's not sale per se that's important. You don't need an object to be now the recipient of the Kedusha the way you needed the Chilol or Mechira type things of Hedush. According to the Ram, because of the similarity of a Beit HaKnesset to a Mokom Kodosh, actual Beit HaMikdash and so on, the Rabbanan gave it certain halachas as if it's a Beit HaMikdash Katan. So he's mechadesh that it has a drabbanan element of Kedushat HaGuf. Therefore, you do need an object or money in which the Kedusha will be nitvas. However, what they also said was that once that thing is nitvas, there's no longer a Kedushat HaGuf on that thing. Rather, at that point, it's mutter to sell and so on. So it was basically a harachaka of treating a Beit HaKnesset in a very particular way. Now, the other things which are Chefetz Shel Kedusha, like a Sefer Torah and so on, that has a Kedusha because of Chefetz Kodesh. That's not similar to Peretz Tzitzit. It's a big difference between a Peretz Tfilin and a Peretz Tzitzit. And a Peretz Tfilin has the Kedushat HaShem in it because of the Parshiyot of this. So that, we'll see, that has a different halacha. So according to the Ran, you will always need something to be mafkia it on. You can't just make a decision. You're not going to use it. Then somehow have it lose its Kedusha to Beit HaKnesset. B'nei ha'ir shemachru chovashim here. So in other words, the Mishnah is making an assumption that the sale of the city square has in it some elements of Kedusha. Omar Rabba Bar Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan Zodiver Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi Stumata'a. Thank you. This works out well only according to the sheet of Rabbi Menachem Bar Rabbi Yossi, according to whom we're being sotem the Mishnah, who holds that there is Kedusha in the Rechov, as we'll see in a moment. Aval Chachamim Omrim HaRechov Ein Bo Mishum Kedusha. According to the Chachamim, there is no Kedusha on the Rechov at all, and therefore the first part of the Mishnah is moot, because it's just a temporary usage. And what is he referring to? As follows. So because of the usage that we have in those rare times that we take the teva outside, we make a public gathering and so on, that gives it a certain lower kedusha similar to a Beit Knesset. Whereas the Rabbanan who argue and say there's no kedusha on the Rechov at all, they say, well, what cry about? And as the Gemara said earlier in Tanit, the only reason we're doing that is to show that Adarabba, we're leaving the place that we normally go. We're going into Galut. So, I mean, if we're going into Galut, we're not going to make that a mokum that is now kavua for Tvila. Beit HaKnesset lokhin teva. Omer Shua bar Nachmini, Omer Rabbi Yonatan, lo shano ela Beit HaKnesset shokifarim. This is only if it's a Beit HaKnesset in a small town. So then it is possible to sell the Beit HaKnesset and use the money to buy something else. Aval, Beit HaKnesset shokrachim. If you're talking about a Beit HaKnesset in a large city, which is used by people from all over the world, it's used by tourists, and it's used by people who come into town for business, and for the local fairs, the trade fairs, and so on, given to Miyama Otterle, Lomotz Mizavni, Havile de Rabbi. Because these Beit HaKnesset are frequented by people from all over the world, you locally cannot determine what it is that you're going to do with them. They're considered to be public property. Public meaning Yisrael property, and they're not subject to the local council, which is the Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, as we see. You don't have a right to sell them at all. And Tosafot has two possibilities in this. Either that the people that visit often give donations. So, I mean, you'll often see plaques, that so-and-so from Hudsonplatz basically had donated the hall of the Beit HaKnesset. How are you going to sell the hall? I mean, you're going to call them up and ask them, who knows if they even have phones? And I
give them back.
That's one shot. There's another thing could be that even if the rabbis don't ever pay up their aliyahs, which unfortunately is a common, even they don't actually pay money, but because it's made l'chatchila al das to be used by people that are travelers and businessmen and so on, because that's considered to be l'chatchila al das harabim and not al das the local city council. So the mainland know who's going to sell them, who's got the right to sell them. So therefore, give them yama atule, lo matzim is avnele, davele de rabbi. Omer Vashi, hi Beit Knishta de Mata Mechasa. I want you to know that the Beit HaKnesset de Mata Mechasa, and this is what Pnei Yeshua points out, that from Ksuvas, the Mata Mechasa was in an interim state between a Karak and a Kfar. Larger than a Kfar, for certain dinim, smaller than a Karak. And he's just pointing out that you should know that even though a lot of people come to Mata Mechasa, they don't come to Mata Mechasa because of the trade fair, because there ain't no trade fair in Mata Mechasa. There's barely any money to be made here. They come for me. That's what they come. They want to come to my drushes and so on. So since that's the case, even though they come from all over the world, but they're only coming for me. See, if I wanted to sell the Beit HaKnesset, I would have a right to sell it. Is that considered to be al dat rabim? It's considered to be al dat ravashi. That's me. Meisve. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Maasevi Beit HaKnesset Shatorsi Shayavi Yerushalayim Shemachru Rabbi Eliezer Yasabu Kotzrachav. It's very strange as Rabbi Yehuda, because we know that there was a special Beit HaKnesset of the Tarsium. The Tarsium are metal workers with copper. And the problem is that, boy, do they smell. And they smell so bad that the Gemara Chagiga darshens that they're potter from Aliyah L'Rega. Because it says, Kol Yisrael, and nobody could be around them. So therefore, that's a real serious drosha.
They smell from the copper?
Mm-hmm.
The process.
Sorfei Nefashim.
Maybe the ones who work with the leather, who also
smell. Also, Bursi, the Gemara Chagiga discusses it. So here they had their own Beit HaKnesset, and they sold the Beit HaKnesset to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Yerushalayim, lest I heard, it's called a krach. Nonetheless, Rabbi Eliezer bought it, and he used it to do whatever he wanted to do with it. How Yerushalayim is called Beit HaKnesset the krach? So how, I thought, nobody has a right to sell it. That was a small Beit HaKnesset that nobody else used. Doesn't mean every guy who opens up a shtiebel in his downstairs in Borough Park is necessarily considered to be shel krachim. I mean, it's a private shtiebel, the Tursia Rebbe. So Memela over there, it's not considered to be Beit HaKnesset shel krachim. Meise, bebeit eretz achuzatchem. So from there we learn achuzatchem is mitami benegoyim. Ben Yerushalayim mitami benegoyim. So we assume that when it says kitavo el haaretz natati negatzarat bebeit eretz achuzatchem, and there's also another drasha which is asher lo abayit means you have to own that house personally. So there's indications, therefore, that negoyim requires personal ownership, which means that Yerushalayim is not mitame b'negoyim. So in other words, Yerushalayim is not considered to be owned by individuals. Omar Rabbi Yehuda said, well, I didn't hear it that way. I heard that it's not Yerushalayim, it's Makom Mikdash. The Makom HaMikdash is not mitame b'negoyim. But the mashmaut would be that ha-batei kinesiot, batei midrashot, mitamim. And the only issue over here is a broader question of what the status of Yerushalayim, the clouds, we'll see later on, was it Nitzal Kal HaShvatim at the for Yerushat Haaretz and so on. But as far as the question of other Batei Knesiot, Batei Midrashos, aside from the Beit HaMikdash itself, he said that that's called Achuzatchem. So that's just in terms of the halacha that is unique to Yerushalayim. But what about the generic halacha of Yerushalayim, in that Yerushalayim, besides being Yerushalayim, is also a big city, in which case it's Krochim. So why is Rabbi Yehuda saying that Bate Knesiot or Bate Midrashot could be Metame Benegoyim if you need to have personal ownership to be Metame Benegoyim. And I thought we just said that it says a din of the Rami. So am I, or the Krochim Habe, would not the Bate Knesiot or Bate Midrashot be considered to be public property and therefore off limits for Negoyim? Says the Gemara, indeed. Ema, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, Ani lo shemati el mokom mikudash bilvad. Change that. He didn't say the mokom mikdash. What he meant was the mokom that was mikudash, either as a beta mikdash, in which case literally not owned, or over here, which considered to be public property, the bate knesiot or the bate midrashot. By the way, what are they arguing about, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda? B'maikam yiflaget. Tanakama savar lo nitchalka Yerushalayim l'shvati. Rabbi Yehuda savar nitchalka Yerushalayim l'shvati. Which is machlokas, whether there is private ownership in Yerushalayim or not. So it's interesting because Anish explains that, look, Mi'ikra Din, I mean, the whole point of Beit HaMikdash is Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, which means that there's no way at time of Peninsula Oritz that any distinction could have been made between Yerushalayim because it hadn't been chosen. You don't make a change in the halakas based on your assumption and Midrashic recognition of Har HaMoriah and things like that. I mean, it still was not chosen by Hashem. Scott, you've got a visitor. It was not yet chosen by Hashem. So how does it work out as long as Karkal HaShvatim? I mean, obviously the Goral was made on Yerushalayim. It's owned just like anywhere else. Kazanish explains that the overall condition of Yerushata Aretz was that wherever the place will be, that Hashem will be Bocher, and here, if you hold, it's the whole city, to eat Kochim Kalim and Masroth, we have a right to be Mafkiav as eminent domain from whatever Shevet is now going to get it as its Yerusha. Okay, so it turned out to be Yerushalayim, so that was Koveya Yerushalayim. But it was a din in the entire Yerushalayim that was not Mechulak L'Shvatim. And Rabbi Yehuda Safa, that no Yerushalayim was Nitzchak L'Shvatim, and there never was such a Tanai, and it only affected the Makom HaMikdash, which was bought for all Yisrael and so on. But B'pluk T'dani Tanoi, we know that there was a Machlok, it's a Tanya, Ma Yavich HaKosh Yehuda. What part of the Beit HaMikdash was in Shevet Yehuda's area? The Harabayit, the Leshakot, the Azarot, Ma Yavich HaKosh Binyamin, the Ulam, the Echal, the Beit Kodesh HaKodashim. Now, you've left open, of course, the whole middle area. Talk to me about the Azarot, Arabayit on the one hand, that's out to the east. You talk to me about the Echal, the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Echal, the Ulam, that's in the west. What about the area in between? What about the area of the Mizbeach? What about Beinu Ulam Vala Mizbeach? You didn't say anything about that. Ah, that was a little bit of a complication, because Ritzurah Ita Yotzeit, Mi Chalkosh Yehuda, V'nechneset B'Chalkosh Binyamin, Uba Mizbeach Banui. What happened was, of course, the Gemara in Zvachim makes this clear that we're not talking about really the Mizbeach Banui, but rather the southern Amma of the Mizbeach was on a small piece of territory that extended outwards from the Chelek of Yehuda, from the east towards the west, along the southern side of the Mizbeach, because of which we never built the Mizbeach on that part. So that the Mizbeach was missing the Yesod in that area, if you recall, because it wasn't the Chelkoshel Toref. The Mizbeach has to be a wolf, otherwise how does it drink blood? So since Yehuda's not a wolf, therefore we couldn't put the Yesod there. But the place of the Mizbeach is what we're referring to over here. And of course, this drove Binyamin crazy, because the Mizbeach always sort of looked like it wasn't finished. It was supposed to be in his chela. So he, all the time, Binyamin at Sadiq mitzta'er aleh b'chol yom levol'a. So yet from Beruach HaKodesh, yet earlier, Binyamin, who foresaw this unfortunate situation, he was trying all the time to swallow it back into his territory, as wolves are liable to do. So chofef alav kol hayom, he would keep rubbing up against it, try to absorb it. Because of that, he became now the innkeeper for the Shina. So that the Beis HaMikdash, in the main area of the Mizbeach, actually was in his chelek, and not in Yehuda's chelek. So according to this, clearly it wasn't his chelek l'shvatim. We know exactly where the part was of Yehuda, and exactly where the part was of Binyamin. But there is another Shita. The other Shita is we find also a brighter that clearly holds that there was no such chalukah. The Tanya, in maskirin batim Yerushalayim, if they shein an shalayim, you cannot rent out a house in Yerushalayim because you don't own it. This causes tremendous problems in the Rova. Oh. Mr. Neiman was not happy when I stopped paying rent on that. But it's actually interesting because Rishonim says it doesn't mean you can never rent a house in Jerusalem. It means you can't rent a house to Oleg Regomer. But actually, whoever is the occupant of the house does have the right to rent it out, sublease it to somebody else, but we're afraid of price gouging of the Oleg Regomer, so we don't...
Never.
So because of that, we assured renting it out. Not only that, not only can you not rent out a room, but says Rav Elazar, aflo mitot, you can't even rent out a bed. Because since the area under the bed isn't yours, so you don't have a right to rent out the bed either. So if all these people that are coming up for other regalim are using your home and your beds, it's your tough luck. But lefichach, but since lamais, I mean the bed, the metaltel of the bed is yours, lefichach, orot kadashim, balei ushpezin, notlin otam dizroav. Since normally, as Abaya points out, I mean, the only way this halacha makes any sense, what does that supposed to mean? That the oros, in other words, for carbon taida and for the hagiga, so over there, the skin belongs to the bali. So in other words, you leave over your empty Coke bottles, don't go back to the store and collect it yourself. You leave it to the owner, at least. His kids take it to the store. They get it. So that's his chelik. So over here, you leave the oros, which would have to mean, says Abaya, that shemamina urachar lemishpekinishu fumashcha bushpiz. We see from here that the leftover bottles are left for their deposit, and the skins are left by the people that you ate by. It's derech eretz, normally. Since that's the norm to leave the tip, so over here, the chachomim were mezakeh you to insist on the tip. Because l'maisa, Tosha says, l'maisa, the bed is yours. It's not allowing you to take money. It's an exchange. For that, we give you the right to insist that this be left. But there needs to be a mechanism, and what are we picking on that for? So that's what Abaya is saying. You see from here that the norm would be that you ought to leave the tip. So in places where really it's only correct because you use the other person's thing, there were machai of you to leave the tip. That becomes not a mechanism. You can force him. Take it bizra. Oh, you're getting nervous, huh? We'll all be knocking on the door. Don't worry. Seems to me you've got lots of room. How many kids you raised that up? Oh, my Rob. Lo shana ala shalom machru shivat tovei ha'ir b'ma'amad anshei ha'ir. This whole halacha that we say that you cannot change the level of the kedushas hadomi, that if you sold the Beit HaKnesset, it continues to maintain that level of kedusha. And here's where we have the machlokas of Ramban and the Ran about how this works. This is only true if there was no sale that was done with the shivat tovei ha'ir. Now these are people that are appointed basically as a city council to be in charge of the requirements of the city and the money that will be used for various things. But if the shivat tovei ha'ir, they went ahead and they sold, and they also sold it berishus, the fairish berishus to sell, and not only to take, you know, I mean, in the rova we had the shiva so-called tovei ha'ir that sold without anybody giving them berishus to sell. That doesn't work. But if you also have the rishus to sell, besides, you know, suddenly you find out that, you know, you're supposed to be taking good care of the city. It turns out the boy that they took good care of the city. There ain't no more city to worry about. It's all been sold. So over here, if they were moping the present doesn't mean literal present, but it was beferish that we are maskim to this sale. So then the kedusha no longer is chal on the money, and you can use that money for everything that you want. Afilu lemishta beshichra, even for a beer party on Purim, you can take that money and blow it all on one big shebang. Okay. Now we know where we're going. Okay. So here we have the machlokes. Huh? Even Eretz Yisrael.
Even,
yeah.
So this is as a general rule.
Yeah, but the Dubava have special dinim in terms of tznoyim that we're allowed to make and so on. But right now there's no distinction.
The city council we were talking about is not made up of people who care about the government.
Of course they care. No, we're talking about the Jewish city council. Whoever heard of a city run by goyim anyway? What's the matter with you? Giuliani is a modern invention. Anyway, Italians are essentially Jewish.
Sense of family.
I mean, listen to that accent. Israel. You tell me you know the difference.
Israel.
Israel, exactly. So, again, so here we have a machlokas. How exactly does this work? Either, as the Ramban says, it works because, and this Ramosh used to apply this all the time. If the moment that they agree to sell, a sale goes through, it's the equivalent of a pair of scissors that cannot be worn anymore. They decided they're not using it. If they're not using it, what makes it Kodosh anymore is a Beit HaKnesset. But until there's an actual sale, you don't say this because they always change their mind. If they decide they want to keep, or there's a breakoff minion decides to use it or whatever, right? So it has to actually be the moment of the sale. That's how he was masbir the sugya. And that's how he applied it, la'aloha. According to the Ran, we have a two-tiered approach in that there is actually a dirabonon, kedushas haguf, to a beit haknesset, and therefore there actually needs to be a hafka'at kedusha by taking that and putting it onto some other value, either a different building that was exchanged and the money and so on. But then that money no longer has a kedushas haguf in it. So in other words, it has a miktas adin, the nafka mina, the clearest nafka mina would be, can you, boy, you look like you're concentrating Barnea, which means you're about to keel over. Which means that according to the Ramban, you can actually arbitrarily decide that this won't be used anymore. Build another Beit HaKnesset. Start using that one, and you don't have to sell it. The Kedusha would be Poka Me'alea. You don't need that mechanism, which, of course, makes tremendous nafkaminas. If there is no opportunity to sell, you want to turn it into a social hall or something for the community, or a place to make kashrus or whatever. According to him, it doesn't have to be sold. Then you got big trouble. Okay, then it comes into question of who can make the decisions. That's other issues. Chief Divayir, what's considered to be the city, by Madan Sheir, is a Rovan Sheir, how's it go? Ravina Havile Ahut Tila de Beit Knesset. Now, Ravina owned a Beit HaKnesset, an area of the Beit HaKnesset that was a tail, meaning it had been completely destroyed, but he didn't know. It still had the Kedusha of the Beit HaKnesset. They had never taken it off. So also the Kamina of Ravashi. He comes to Ravashi and says, it's in the middle of my field. I'd like to be able to seed that area. So he told him, look, Zil Zavne Mishiva Tuve Yibu Ma'amad Anshe Ha'ir. What you can do is you can buy it officially from the Shiva Tuve Yibu Ma'amad Anshe Ha'ir. And then, for sure, there's no problem. Then it's another thing. You can go ahead and you can seed the area. Rami Bar Abba Havikor Boni Beit Knesset. Now, Rami Bar Abba was actually building now a new Beit HaKnesset. Havayahu Beit Knesset Atika. There was an old shul that was in town. He was going to be providing now a new shul for everybody. So he wanted, Aviboy Lemistre, he wanted to tear it down and to use the building materials. And La Tuye Livni Vikishuri Mina Veayule Lahata. And bring it to the new place. And he thought that was like very beautiful. Also, it was very nice. You're preserving like the old Beit HaKnesset. You use the actual bricks in the front of the building. Yeah, the whole thing. You got to look to the Churva. Even Herzl's home on Ruchel, that he slept in for one night that they managed to persuade him. So that already became a national monument.
When they bought Rehov Yafo, they did the same thing. They took everything down, piece by piece, numbered everything, and then put it back up. It's a 20 meters back. It's actually, there's an actual surprising intelligence there.
The best intelligence was that Costa Rican consulate home, where they moved the entire building, picked it up, and moved it. That was absolutely astounding. You're not talking about an American home that's
nothing prefab.
So he wanted to know what that law is. So Yosef coming boiling. What was his shaila? He was thinking like Rav Chista said, and other Chista lo listo beit knishta, the boni beit knishta achrid. You cannot tear down an existing beit haknesset that's in use until you've built the beit haknesset that it's replaced. So that seems to run against my being able to use the building materials. But maybe hatem ishum pshiyuta. Perhaps the issue over there is that if he was afraid that look, people whatever they may run out of a building committee, and they may run out of money. So they may just be pochea. They'll tear it down, and then they'll somehow never get around to rebuilding it. Such cases have been noted locally. But I'd like to know, over here, I'm in the middle of a building project. Either I'm going to use these bricks, or I'm going to use those bricks. No shash pshus. So what's the thing? Also the commander of Papa, for your salad. So when they ask Rav Papa, Papa says, no, you cannot do it. He comes to Ravuna. Ravuna says, also, Osarlay. He was hoping, You guess you make it tonight and you only take Pesach your life, like most people do.
So the point was a higher authority?
Omar Rova, I Beit Knesset. If you have a Beit HaKnesset, Chalufa Uzvuna Shor, to exchange it for another Beit HaKnesset, to sell it, that you can do. But so long as it's a Beit HaKnesset, to rent it out, like you want to rent it out for somebody to use for some other purpose, or Mashkuna, you want to use it as a Mashkin, take out a loan, which meanwhile the other person now can utilize, that was the, and they deduct the use from the loan, that's awesome. My time may be Kedusha Takai, because the Kedusha of the Beit HaKnesset is still there, and you can't just use that for something else. When you've exchanged it or sold it, so then of course it loses its kedusha. Either the Ramban's shot or the Ran's shot. This is more mashmak the Ran, of course. Now, livne nami, the same thing would be if you have bricks that are meant for Beit Knesset. So, chilufino v'zuvninu shori, but uzufino would be asur. So if you have bricks that have already been used, as we'll see, for the Beit HaKnesset, so to take them and to exchange them or to sell them as mutter, but to lend them to be used for secular purposes is awesome. But I mean the batikta. This is only when they've actually been used. If building materials were bought in order to build a Beit HaKnesset, and then somebody wants to rent them for usage for something else, let lamba, we have no problems with that. Even according to the Madi Omar, we know it's a big machlokas, hazmana, something that you've set aside to be used. Let's say you've bought now a new tefillin zechel, but you never used the tefillin zechel. Or lahavdil, you built a bathroom, but you never used the bathroom. So is the definition of a thing sufficient to give it its halacha? So it's now a bathroom, because I hereby dub the bathroom, despite the fact that it's never been used. Or only if it's used does it have a din of a bathroom. Or lahavdil, your kedusha of your tefillin thing. You never used it. You set it aside to use, but it hasn't been used. Is that hazmana meaningful or not? Even according to the Mandi Omer, who says, yes, hazmana is meaningful. So you'd say, oh, so over here you already set aside these bricks to use for building a Beit HaKnesset. No. The only extent of hazmana would be, for instance, I already begged the mate. Somebody now makes the tachrichin for a mate, but it hasn't been put on the mate. But if you hold hazmana milta, it becomes osur anaz a begged for a mate. But over here, nobody would say that if you order thread in order to bring to a weaver, in order to use to make tachrich and lemaid, that thread now becomes usr. Nobody says hazman is so many steps away. And that's what this is like over here. So avahachika tavi la'arik dami. The leka l'man diomer is nobody who says that hazmanah works like that. Hazmanah works only when it's ready to use now, as is. Not that you're going to have to do all kinds of pu'ulot in order to make it usable. How about a gift? Can you make a gift of a shul? Pligi baravach of Ravina. Chad asar v'chad shorim. Manda asar says, well, ahay tifka kedushata. Understand. Where exactly is there going to be the mechanism for being mafkia, the kedusha of this shul? If there's no exchange, it's just a gift. And man demad v'shari, ilav da'avile hana'amine lo yohav yoyevle. Nothing is done for free. So that if, in fact, people are willing to give away their shul, there's a reason that they're giving it away. They're giving it away because they're getting some kind of benefit in exchange. That exchange becomes the basis of the Hafkata Kedusha. So it may be something that you can't measure in terms of bonds and another building, but nonetheless, it has value.
So it has to do with the value
that you... Well, no, that depends on how we understand it to work. But once you make that exchange, then the exchange we said is usable for other purposes. In which case, every matana is the equivalent of a sale. You could simply throw out tashmishay mitzvah. So let's say you have a pair of tzitzit that you used, you're no longer using it, throw it out. Dump them. Masha'enkin tashmishay kedusha, where you have actual kedusha of things. You have, let's say, something that had shemot written in it, like a pair of tefillin or a sefer Torah and so on. Those things can only be nignas. Elohim tashmishay mitzvah. What type of things are tashmishay mitzvah? Say a sukkah, a lulav, a shofar, tzitzit. All of these things are things that are, while you're using them for a mitzvah, but they don't get any kedusha taguf on them. Elohim tashmishay kedusha. And what do we mean exactly when we say something that's tashmish kedusha? Even the deluskimi of svarim, which is a little sack that they would put the sefer in to, you know, keep it waterproof or whatever, and or tefillin and mezuzot, which we call the tik or the zekel, the tik of the sefer Torah, which is usually the way that the svarim have it. That's the tik. The nartik shel tefillin, the outside tik of tefillin that we call the tik. The ritzuatayim, and even the ritzuot of the tefillin are considered to be also tashmishay kedusha. Omar Rava, mirei shavamina. It's interesting. Matos says there's a whole discussion over here, it's mashma from here, that the otiot in the ritzuas are not themselves kedusha. They're only tashmishe kedusha. They don't really have a din of otiot. And we're not going to say because rove of the shame is written in them, so therefore they should have an actual kedusha, only tashmishe kedusha. They're things that are used of by something that has kedusha. So the ritzua is put on the tefillin, and therefore the ritzua has kedusha, but the ritzua per se wouldn't have had kedusha. It's a whole question, because Rashi says elsewhere, part of the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, the dalet and the yud. If the dalet and the yud are, then why isn't that kedusha? Why is it tashmisha kedusha? Okay, interesting side point. Sorry? On the bayit is kodesh, and everybody agrees halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Omar Rava, mirei shava mina, used to think that the kursaya was only a tashmish of a tashmish. Now, 95% of the Rishonim and Achronim learned that the kursaya is another word for the bima. It's a very interesting, odd bima, which would say for term, which is usually covered with another cloth. And therefore, he said, I considered it to be only a tashmish of a tashmish, because it's never used directly, just the wood. There's a base Yosef, which has led to all kinds of modern issues, because in modern shuls, this has become a big problem. Again, Ramesh had a lot of troubles about this thing. Beis Yosef brings up that the Kursaya was a special chair that was used to hold the Sefer Sheni. And that therefore, you see from here that it has the Kedusha. He thought that not, but according to the way the Gemara, but in other words, he said it wasn't Minah, according to that. I'm not holding the Sefer Torah, but putting it instead on a chair, and that was Meyuchad. It was a chair that was Meyuchad for the Sefer, therefore it was proper, like setting it on the Bima. Now, there are a lot of shuls where you're not going to find anybody who's willing to sit there the whole waiting and hold the Sefer Torah. I mean, these modern spoiled, me sitting and hold the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah should hold me. So they like the Orei Noisi is nice of approach.
Nice of
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So basically, with many modern shuls, wanted to rely on that Beit Yosef, that you could put the Sefer Torah down on a chair. What do you have to hold it for? So that was the Shaila. They just put it down on a chair. Okay, so basically, Moshe Paskin, you can't just put it down on a chair. If you're going to put it down on a chair, then you shouldn't take it out in the first. Just have the first safer. Finish laning, do I put it back and take out the next safer.
Yeah.
Now, if they have a special arrangement which is never used for sitting on, which they make holes to support the safer, this course is for the Ashkenazi safer, that's in there. So and that supports the safer, so that it can't fall, and nobody would sit on it, so it isn't really a chair. So then, Enoch Inami, then it's considered to be okay, and that would be the Beis Yosef for Saya. But anyway, almost everyone throughout the Sugya, it seems, we use the Lashon that way for a Bima. So I thought that it was a Tashmish of a Tashmish, and therefore we're Shari.
And this is the Beis Yosef.
Yeah.
And that's with the
Sardines. Right, obviously he didn't talk about holes in the.
Right.
Yeah.
And nobody, and
Rambam
doesn't talk about this?
No. Rambam
doesn't talk about this?
No, brings the Gemara as the Bima. He's the only one that learns it, of course. I mean, he has sources, but the very, very small minority.
And it's still a source from a book, given that it's one of the three.
Yeah, I mean, it isn't Nogea that much if it's done correctly, so it's done correctly.
So you leave both?
On the Bima, yeah. Which is the Kursai, according to almost everyone. So I thought it was a Tashmish to Tashmish, and we never asked for Tashmish. In other words, what we said was, if you're one step away from the item, so then it's Kodesh. But if you're two steps away, so then it's not Kodesh. Yeah, for sure. But then, given the Chazina, then I noticed that the Muslim Allah Sefer Torah sometimes, even without the what do they call it? There's a word for it. No. What do they call the cloth on top of the Bima? Is it? God, the terms they make up for things nowadays, it's outrageous. New speak. But anyway, I saw that sometimes they use it directly. They put the Sefer Torah on it, so then I said, if that's the case, then it's a Tashmish Kedusha directly.
And then what? You could put your hat on it and use it as.
Yeah, well, it's Nogea. It might not be Nogea, the usages, because since one of the interesting halachas here is that things that end up being used by people, let's say, being Mikra Din, you're not supposed to lean on the Bima, right? Because it's a mentalism. But since it's something that happens all the time, so it's considered to be that they're Masna and the Chatrila, that this should be its usage. So, I mean, that's already a different question, whether Tanai is Mayo for those in Yonim. But as far as the Dinim of Sale is concerned, is what we're talking about over here, or whether you could just throw it out, which is this immediate sugya, it would have a din of Tashmish. You can't just throw it out. The Yomar Rava Mireish Abimina Hai Prisa Tashmish Vatashmish. I also used to think that the Prisa, now Rashi learns the Prisa, is the if you take a look again, the Svardim do this. Once you open up the Orain, some Ashkenazim, whether we have it here actually, Menachem Tzion, once you open up the Orain, there's an inside curtain. The Svardim use the inside curtain sometimes for open, the Sefer Torah open, and they will turn the Sefer with it or hold the Sefer with it. So Rashi learns that that's what it's referring to. Tosfos Tain is that doesn't make any sense, because if the Orin itself is a Tashmish Kedusha, so then the Prisa has got to be over your part of that Orin. He learns that this is what we call a Baroch, something that's outside of the Orin, and that therefore I used to think that that was Tashmish the Tashmish. But given the Chazin and the Eithli, the Manche Sifra, but since I saw that there are times where they use it to actually wrap the Sefer in underneath, or to bend it over and to put the Sefer Torah on top of it when they don't have some, you know, they need an extra place or something. So they take it, bend it over as a cover for the Sefer. So then I decided, actually it includes that usage, and it's a Tashmish Kedush, and it's us. If a Teva has gotten now worn out, so then the Teva Zutrati Shori, you can use it to make another Teva. But to make a Korsaya, which we said was the Bima, you cannot. Why? Even though both of these are used by for the Sefer Torah. But the usage of the Bima is less kavua, that's how the Mishnah Berurah is masbara, is less kavua than the usage of the Teva with the Sefer Torah is all the time. And because of that, it's considered to be a downgrading of Kedusha to use its material to make a Bima. So if some of the wood is rotted out or whatever, you can make a smaller Teva. Yom HaRavah HaPrisa Debala, if you have now the Parochet that has gotten worn out. So Lamavde Prisa was Safra Shari. But the chumashim is awesome. So what you could do is you could use it for a cloth to turn the sefer, but you can't use it to cover chumashim with. Chumashim, of course, being scrolls that are like a sefer Torah, but only one chumash at a time. In those days, the chumashim were also scrolls. So that doesn't have kedusha as a sefer, and therefore it's lower. Sorry?
Are you allowed to link?
No, absolutely not. The Omar Rava, Hani Zavili de Chumshim, the Kamatre de Safer, are all Tashmishi Kedusha Nino Vinignosi. So when we have these various containers, a Zvili is a type of, as we said before, the Bluskami, it's like a waterproofing, or is that protective, a sleeve. It's a sleeve of somebody, which we put the Kumash in. And the Kamatri of the Sefer, the Kamatri is a box that you put things in, and they're held for purposes of protection. They're large, like a safe. And that would be called Tashmishi Kedusha. And you'd have to be gonis. Isn't that poshut? No, it's not poshut at all. Because you see, these things, they're not made for the covet of the sefer. They're made l'neture b'amavide. They're made for keeping the sefer safe, either waterproofing or preventing another from taking it. So the question is a safe that's meant to keep it safe considered to be tashmishe kedusha? Or is it, it's just a thing that has nothing to do with the covet of the sefer. It's the sefer's valuable. You protect the sefer, it'll be. I mean, you put in the safe, you could put in your gun and along with the safer Torah. So what kind of Kedusha is that? Kamash Malan. Now, there's a big Machlokas Rishonim. So what's the Kamash? Is the Kamash Malan that even something which is used for Nitiruta considered to be a Tashmishe Kedusha? Oh boy, if that's the case, then it's a problem of using it for anything else. Or is Kamash Malan that since along with the usage of the safe, they also decorate it and they make it nice. There's elements of the Kedusha. So safer. So Mamela, the safe element doesn't override the general idea of it's being a mokum for a safer Torah. That makes big enough. Kaminas Alok, that's a major machlokus in the Rishonim. How to understand the Kamash Malan over here. And it has a lot to do with what the din would be of what we call the Aron Kodesh. Because most shittas hold what we call Aron Kodesh is not a teva. Because it's built into a wall. It's bottled to the binyan. Its main purpose is basically shmirah. And now the question is, okay, so you decorate it and so on. But after all, its main purpose is this. So you know, a lot of shitas hold that we call an Aron Kodesh isn't really the same thing as a teva at all, and therefore you can store other things in it. And a lot of people are very meticulous in places where they have other things that are put in, and fine. But it's based on this sugya, how we should look at it. Let's say the old Aron Kodesh we have here, we have that old Aron Kodesh. It's not connected to the wall; it's a separate binyan to the Ner Chinami. That's a real teva. But then they built into the wall a safe with the Sifrei Torah held all the time. And they decorated the safe. That called an Aron Kodesh. When there even you question, is that really an Aron Kodesh, or is it basically just a decorated safe? And that's really the question over here in the sugya b'chlal. V'yomar Rava, no, sorry, Tamashma. Ahu beknishta diyudai romoy, davi patiach lahu idrona. Now, there were Jews from Rome that had moved to Bava, and this was in Mechuza. The Beit HaKnesset Romoy, the famous Roman Jew, it's like the Chalabi Shul. You know, the Chalabi Shul obviously is an ocean parkway, it's not a Chalab. So over here, the Beit HaKnesset, the Roman Shul was obviously Mechuza, I mean, nothing to do with Rome. But anyway, the Roman Shul in Mechuza. So what they had over there is they had a whole extra room, which Beit HaKnesset always have that extra room. Usually they use it for people who don't want to daven, they sit and talk during daven. He's always that extra talking room. But because of that, it's similar to
the Kiddush Club.
Yeah, so it's similar to a cheder of Mason, basically. So if somebody dies, they use it. They use it to store the base also. It also becomes the morgue, you know. So the Hefer Kedisha uses it. So over there was a mace in the coffee room, in the Kiddush room. It was a big problem for the Kayanim. How did the Kayanim get a daven and shul? So they didn't know what to do. So they came and they discussed it with Rava. So I'm the Rava. So the Kohanim Boila Mitzvah, they wanted to go in, and they asked Rava what to do. Amalu, so I'll tell you what to do. Take the Orein, the Tevusa, was a Tevusa, again, not connected to the wall. Move it to the area, the doorway, between the Idruna and the Shul, and put it in the doorway. Ayotaina, that the Orein is a Kli Eitz, and therefore it's Bekabel Tuma. Ah, but it's never moved. And a Kli Eitz, there's two dinim in a Kli Eitz. There's the universal, a generic halach of a Kli Eitz is compared to Kli Sak in the Torah, and therefore we've learned that many times. Just like Sak is meant to be Nital Moloi Vareka, its whole purpose is its sack that you make into a sack. I mean, that's what kids run away from home with. So if they can't move it around, then it's not going to be a kosher. Sorry. Nowadays they make special runaway things with built-on rituals. You shouldn't use a sack. It's too evident the cops are fine. So, but it has to be moved from place to place. So if it's not movable, there's a generic halacha. Not movable is if it's 40 saw. If it's 40 saw, it has a halacha that it's not, it's osir l'nachas, it's meant to stay in one place. But then there's also the actual situation. You can have a smaller kli, which l'maisa is not meant to be moved. You never move it. So that becomes a kli that's osir l'nachas, and therefore wouldn't be makabel tuma. So over here, even though the orain was less than arba'im saw, so it didn't have the automatic halacha, that's also the nachas. Nonetheless, Rava felt that who moves around the Aron HaKodesh? I mean, it stays always been there for as long as I can remember. So if they move it and put it in the door, it's not a kabel tuma. If it's not a kabel tuma, it's chaitz if they have tuma. And then the kohanim can come in to the other side and daven in the shul. Daven like kliyeh also the nachas. Only if there's an opening between. Otherwise, what makes it one gag? It doesn't follow a gag unless there's a hole. Tuma won't go along the gag. There's a chatzitza across the whole thing. It won't follow it. It has to have a mokum of a tefach to get out. Tuma. So over here, Kli Eitz, I say, no, it's Eino Mekabel Tuma. Since it's Eino Mekabel Tuma, it's Chotzitz Mitzvah Tuma. So Rabbanan said to Rava, yeah, but there are times zinim and tata like imanak sefer turei. Probably metata molavereikam. There are times that we've seen it moved, even when it has its sifrei Torah in it, which means it would be not osil nachas. It's metata molavereikam. I mean, sometimes they move it to do the forest, and they move it over to the other side of the shul. So Rava said, "Oh, no, if that's the case, I'm sorry, man. There's nothing to do. Yochi lo efshar. I don't know what to do. What are you going to do on Shabbos?
Rava saying, do it one time and leave it there permanently.
No, you could do it one time. I'm not leaving it there, but the point is not meant normally to be moved.
But he's moving it. He's moving it.
It's not osui the nachas. Moving it out of its place, putting it back.
Wouldn't you do it all the time whenever
you have If you do it all the time, then it's also the move.
Whenever you have a body in there, you're going to do it.
So then for sure it's no good. Then for sure it would be no good.
But that's what he's doing. He's saying,
no, usually, the Kiddush Club usually is not Matami. Happens to be that.
Don't have a little too much.
Unless
you drink the cognac. What is in that? So let's say you have now the actual cloth that you use around the sefer itself, and they've gotten worn out. So says you have to be gonizah, and that's the best gnizah. You can't use them now; they're not good enough to use for the sefer. So you incorporate them in tachrichin. Then somebody who dies doesn't have a poor man who doesn't have relatives or whatever use that for him, and that becomes the gnizah. And Rava says a sefer Torah shibala gonzino toitzo tamid chacham. When we say tamid chacham, he doesn't have to be the gadol hador. Somebody who lives on Rechov Shone Halachas, he just knows how to learn some halachas. Doesn't have to be a big time from. Also enough. However, we don't put the Sefer Torah in the ground of the kever. We put it first into a Kli Cheretz, because even though we're being gonized, nonetheless we treat it as if we don't want it to be Bola, and so we put it into a Kli Cheretz, because we know that when they were going into Galut, they had to be Shema on the Shtar of Mechira. So it says, we taught them be Kli Cheretz l'man yamdu yamim rabim. So we're not exposed the Sefer Torah directly to the earth. We put it inside of a Kli Cheretz. Possible. Not a safer. Other things that are bala, they wrap into a safer itself is it. Genizah hamura is genizah hamura. Omer of Papi Mishmei the Rab is actually, we'll see there's two Lashonas over here. So the Gears of Yours Mishmei the Rava, probably. Mi beknishta lebe Rabbanan, because we have two Lashonas in Rava. Mi beknishta lebe Rabbanan ishari. Mi be Rabbanan lebe knishta is osir. So Rav Papi's Mesera from Rava is that you could change something from a Beit HaKnesset to be used as a Beit Midrash. But, from the other way around, not. Whereas Rav Papa, who also had a tradition from Rava, Rav Papa, Bishmei de Rava's Masni Yibcha, he learns just the opposite. He says, Om Rav Acha, in other words, the Beit HaKnesset is also to change into a Beit Midrash, but a Beit Midrash is mutter to change into a Beit HaKnesset. Om Rav Acha, it's more reasonable the way Rav Papi has it, because Om Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Beit HaKnesset mutar lasato Beit HaMidrash, and apparently Rava was passing the same way as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Shema mina that a Beit HaMidrash, because it's been used for the limud and so on, even though you're allowed to do things in Beit HaMidrash that you cannot do in a Beit HaKnesset, is considered to be a Kedusha Chamura. We'll discuss more of this בית הכנסת לוקחים תיבה, תיבה לוקחים מטפחות, מטפחות יקחו ספרים, ספרים לוקחים תורה, אבל אם לוקחו תורה לא יקחו ספרים, ספרים לא יקחו מטפחות, מטפחות לא יקחו תיבה, תיבה לא יקחו בית הכנסת, בית הכנסת לא יקחו את הרחוב וכן במותריהם. מי היה שמוכר לחובה של אירו, אמר רבא בר בחנה אומר רבי יוחנן, זו דברי רבי מנחם בר יוחנן סתומת האה, אבל כפעמים אומרים הרחוב אין בו משום קדושה. רב נחמן בר יוסי מי טעמי, אוהב העם מתפללים בו בתעניות ומעמדות. ורבונן אבו הקרוי בי עומר. בית הכנסת לוקחים תיבה. עומר שבו כבר נחמני עומר רבי הנותן לשון אלה בית הכנסת של כברים, אבל בית הכנסת של כרכים, כיוון דמי עמה, אתו לא ללמוד של מזהב, נראה דבר לי דרבי. עומר ואשי, היי בית נשת, למעט המחסי, אף אגב דמי עמה, אתו לא, כיוון דעתי דדיקה, אתו, יבין המזהבנין עליו. מת עומר רבי יהודה מעשה בבית הכנסת של טורסים שהיו בירושלים שמכרו לרבי אליעזר ועשה בהכל צרכיו ואתה בירושלים דקרוך עם אבי אי בקדיש תזות אבי והנה עבדו מת בבית ארץ אחוזתכם אחוזתכם מטעמי בנגעים ואין ירושלים מטעמי בנגעים עומר רבי יהודה אני לא שמעתי על המקום מקדש בבד מורה בפת הכסף ובן ראשות ודי מטעמי עמי הודקרוך עם אבי ואין ירושלים מטעמי בנגעים, עומר רבי יהודה, אני לא שמעתי על מקום מקדש בפרט, אבל בתי כנסת בתי מדרשות מטעמים, אמבאי, הודי כרוכין, אבי, אמו, רבי יהודה, אני לא שמעתי על מקום מקודש בפרט. במאי קבלי פלגי תנא, קו הסבל לא נתחל כאו ירושלים לשבטים, רבי יהודה סבל נתחל כאו ירושלים לשבטים. ובפלוג תדעני תנאי, תניא, מה היה בחלקו של יהודה, הרבית, הלשקות והזרות, מה היה בחלקו של בנימין, אולם בהיכל ובית קודשי הקודשים ברצועה הייתה יוצאת בחלקו של יהודה, ונכנסת בחלקו של בנימין, ובא מזבח בנוי, והיה בנימין הצדיק מצטער עליה בכל יום לבולעה, שנאמר חופף עליו כל היום, לפיכך וזכה בנימין ונעשה ושפסיך המשכינה. והייתן הסבר לא נתחל בירושלים בשבטים לתניה, אין בהסכמים בתים בירושלים מפני שאינן שלהם, רבי ליעזר אומר, אף לא מיטות, לפיך חורות קדשים בעלי ושפויזים נותנים אותן בזרוע. אומר רבה איש בא מן האור, אחר למשפקין יש גוקו ומאש לבוש בזה. אומר רבי לשון, ולשלום מכרו שבעה טובי העיר במעמד אנשי העיר, אבל מכרו שבעה טובי העיר במעמד אנשי העיר, אפילו למשתבי שכרה שאתה גם. רבינה אבא ליהו טיבה דבי כמשתם, אותו לקאמי לרבה, שאומר להם מעלו מזרע, אומר לו, you know what, זיל זר למשיב טובי העיר במעמד אנשי העיר וזרע. רומי ברמה, הברמי, אבי קבוני בקנישתה, והוא קנישתה עתיקה, ובואי למיסטר, לטוי ליבדי קישורי מינו, והיו לא לאטום, יאטי וקבי בו. עוד רב חיסטה, דיום רב חיסטה, לא ליסטר בקנישתה, דבוני בקנישתה אחריתה. Is it because אתה משום פשיוטה, סלם כי אגב נמי. עוד לקיים את רב פרופה, ויעשה לה, לקיים את רבונה, ויעשה לה. אומר רבה, היי בקנישתה חלופה וזבונה שורי, but ugura umashkuna is also my time, because a rental remains bikdushata. Liv Neinami is the same thing. Kivufino vizuvninu is shori, but usuvinu is also. And animili, if it's been used by tikta, bacharata, let one by, if you man yon razmana milti, that's hazmana is like oreg begid lamit, but haha, it's like 10 steps removed. It's ketovi lo oreg domi, but like a lamad yomer that would say hazmana. Matanan, pligi bo revacha ravina, chad oser vachad shori. Man di oser, vamay tifka kidushata. Uman Dishari, Ila Davile Hana Amine, Lohavi Yoyevle. In which case, Ada Havile Matona Kizvine. Ton Ravon Tashvishe Mitzvah Nizrakim, Tashvishe Kedusha Nignazim. Veilo ain't Tashvishe Mitzvah, Sukha, Lulav, Shofar, Tzitzit, Veilo ain't Tashvishe Kedusha, Luzke Mitzvahim, Tfilin Mezuzas, Tikshot Sefer Torah, Nar Tikshot Tfilin, Uritzuotehem. Omar Ravon Miresha Vamina Haikusaya, Tashvish Tatashvishu. Sure, but given the Hazina Bemotvi Ali Sefer Torah directly without the cloth, so Amina Tashvish Kedusha Aviviyasa. Vyoma Rava, Miresh Avamina High Priest of Tashvish to Tashvish, given the Hazina the Eifle, Manchi Sifra Vuye, Amina Tashvish Kedusha Vasa. Come on, what is it called, the covering of the Bima? Fast. Rathi.
The Bima covering.
Come on, guys.
Not a
mantle. Rioma Roma. What's going on in Chicago? They didn't have such thing.
It's a priest.
I Tevuta, the earpot. So we have the tables. I'm sure I'm going to get a bunch of emails today, people. That's what happens every time. You idiot! It's A!
Sure. Yeah, but it's in a drunken stupor anyway.
So Zutrata, to make a tape of Zutrata, sure, but Kursai is us, Ramarava. High priest of the Bola. So the Meve priest of the Safri, sure, the Chumashin was, Ramarava. Hani Zvili the Chumshin, the Kamatri, the Safri, the Tashmishi Kedushin, you know, the Nigdosi. Zepshita. Mahdi Tema. Hani Lavlaka, but Avidin. But only in the Turbi Amavina Kamashmalan. Who beknish Yudai Romoi, Davi Patiak Lahu Druna, Davi Mechai Bemait, Mofi Bemait, Vavi Bokani, Lamelit Sluy. So Ato Amre Larov, Amalevo, Dalate Vuta, at will. Because the Teva is a Kleetus of the Nachas, Kleetus of Nachas in the Makabatuma, therefore it's Chotzit the Hatuma. Amre Rabban Larov, sometimes they're metalto with Kimana Sefer Terubu, Yavavi Metalto Malavareka, Ayakalo Efshin. Amar Zutra, מתפחות ספרים שבאלו, עושים אותם תכריכים למד בצווה, וזו הגניזתם. יום רב הספר תורה שבאלה, ומזים אותו את זאת המחכם, אפילו שני הלכות, אומר רב יעקב, דווקא בכליחר, שם נתתם בכליחר, אז למען יעמדו ימים רבים. Well, it's, I think in the בית הכנסת of חובבי ציון, in, here, in ירושלים, they have in front of the בית הכנסת that the large clay cheres, the rasuyim, the sefer Torah, that they use for the general geniza, just as a sim, yeah, they put it in front of the shul, and it's a place for geniza, but it's bad. So the clay cheres for a sefer. Amar of Papi mishmei the rava bebek nishta be rabbanon shori mi be rabbanon lebek nishta osur. Rav Papi mishmei the rava masli yipcha. And Amar of Acha kavasi the Rav Papi is born mistaver the Amar Bishul Levi. Beit Knesset mutar la asato beit hamidrash. Shema mitnah.